Hello and welcome to your podcast. I'm Mike Dell, your host for today. Todd is on assignment out in the East Coast. As you guys know, Blueberry was at the National Association of Broadcasters show in Las Vegas all last week. Todd, myself, and Mackenzie from the Power Press podcast were manning the booth out there. And I got to come home on Friday. Mackenzie isn't coming home till today, and which is Monday for those who are keeping score. And Todd is spending the next couple of weeks out on the East Coast on special assignments. So anyway, we couldn't get our schedules meshed up today to record on time, so I figured I'd do a little quickie episode just to let you know what's going on. We had a great time at NAB show, got a lot of contacts out there with radio people and podcasters. It was pretty cool that a lot of podcasters do go to that show, and a lot of radio stations and television stations and whatnot. Like I said, it was highly productive. We'll see how it all pans out business-wise, but we had a great time at the Podcast Pavilion. That was the first year they've done that at NAB show. A few years ago, they did the New Media Expo was co-located with NAB show, which we participated in, and that was okay. This was a little smaller, obviously, and we were in upper south, the upper hall in the South Hall, and the traffic was reasonable. We weren't right on a main drag, but those who wanted to seek out podcasting didn't have any trouble finding us. And like I said, got to talk to a lot of cool people and got to see a few things at NAB show, which I'm sure Todd and I will talk about next time. So I did put together a few little news articles and support issues. So but this will be a little bit shorter show than normal since half of the hosting crew is out. So anyway, the Peabody Awards nominations have been announced. And in the radio/podcast category, it included the following podcasts. Ear Hustle from Radiotopia and PRX. S-Town, that's from Serial and This American Life. S-Town is a very good podcast, by the way, but the word S stands for something that I'm not going to say on this podcast, but they say it a lot on the other podcast. And then there's another one, Uncivil, The Raid by Gimlet Media, and that's pretty cool. The other five nominees in the category are not really podcasts. They come from radio stations, NPR, and universities and whatnot. And the Peabody Awards are, just very high awards in radio, television, newspapers, whatever. It's a it's an organization that does a lot of awards for journalists, and it's kind of nice to see that we're getting some recognition in the podcast world. For the Peabody Awards. Let's see, Pod Summit is happening in Western Canada. It's in, where is it? Edmonton, Alberta, on May 5th. And some familiar faces that you might know are, and let me get to the story here. Let's see, Rob Greenlee from Spreaker, Voxnest, Blog Talk Radio, whatever they're calling themselves these days. I had dinner with him the other night in Vegas, but he'll be speaking there. Andrea Becca from Growth and Promotion Strategies. Roger Kincaid, How to Design a Successful Podcast. And there's a bunch of Mike Russell. He's the sound guru. I think he comes from the UK. So if you use Adobe Audition, his stuff is awesome on YouTube. And there's a bunch more. Go check that out at, I believe it's podsummit.com. com. All right, some support issues that I saw come up while I was gone. Podcast titles. It seems like everybody and their brother wants to change the title of their podcast and has a little bit of trouble figuring out where to do that. Well, if you're using Blueberry itself, if you're posting directly at Blueberry and you're using your RSS feed that is a blueberry dot whatever dot com slash whatever slash dot XML. So if it has blueberry.com, not blueberry.net, blueberry.com in the address of your RSS feed, then you would change that in the podcast settings in the Blueberry Podcaster dashboard. All others using PowerPress or PowerPress sites would do it in the feeds tab of the PowerPress settings. That's, in the advanced mode. So, if you're using PowerPress, please switch to advanced mode, and then you'll see all the little tabs in the settings. Go to the feeds tab, and there's one there called feed title. And that is the title that will show up in iTunes, Apple Podcasts, iTunes being the desktop software. We got to make sure we talk about that sometime. In fact, I'll do that after this. But anyway, you change it right there in the feeds tab where it says podcast title. So, and then you got to give all the other places, Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, everybody else some time to get it all changed. Because it's going to take a little while. It has to update from your RSS feed the next time they pull it, and then sometimes it takes longer than that. They may have to pull it 2-3 times before they change it. Same thing with artwork. Change the artwork, give it 3 days sometimes. I've seen it take up to 3 weeks at Apple, but most of the time it's 2-3 days. But that's where you do it. For the podcast title, in PowerPress, go to Feeds, and then Feed Title. And type in there whatever you want the overall show title to be. And just a quick little thing. Apple has reiterated that they are rebranding iTunes. So they asked us very kindly to refrain from using the word iTunes unless you are referring to the desktop application. But in all other cases, they want us to replace iTunes with the word Apple or Apple Podcasts as it pertains to podcasts. So the word iTunes. Now, some of the settings are still going to be called iTunes just because even some of the tags in the RSS feed are called iTunes. But, when we're talking about Apple's podcast directory, it's no longer iTunes. It's Apple Podcasts. Anyway, they sent out an email a while back saying, "Hey guys, let's try to get this switched over." I know it's going to be hard because iTunes was the big bad 800-pound gorilla for the longest time. It's going to be really hard for all of us to refrain from using that term instead of Apple Podcasts. Although Apple Podcasts is probably a better term. But whenever you hear the word iTunes, it should only refer to the desktop software for Mac and PC. So one more thing for the end of it. I'd like to thank Sean Thorpe and Dave on our support team for picking up the slack while I was gone. They took the brunt of the tickets and the emails. And Sean even took the brunt of the phones. So I'd really like to shout out to those guys. Good job. I'm still a little behind, but not too bad, considering I was gone for a week. So, it's all good. And as we build up our team here for support, that'll even get better. And like I said, I'd like to thank you guys for keeping up. So Todd and I will be back next time, 2 weeks from now. Mackenzie will be back next week with PowerPress Podcast. So make sure you get over to PowerPressPodcast.com and subscribe to both the shows. All the subscribe buttons are in the sidebar for both shows. Make sure you subscribe to your podcast and PowerPress Podcast over at PowerPressPodcast.com. I'm Mike Dell. We'll catch you later. If you have anything you need to contact me about, use mike@blueberry.com, or you can use yourpodcast@blueberry.com to get to both Todd and I. Have a good couple of weeks.